Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Cabon for an update. The Mayor, Kevin Beattie's with me. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
Mate, that tourism conference that was on last week, absolutely huge.
Yeah, massive week for Orange, Blaney and Cabon, Neil. It was fantastic. So we all together, Blaney and Cabon and Orange, hosted the 2022 Local Government New South Wales Destination and Visitor Economy Conference. And so it was open to mayors, councillors and council staff working economic development and tourism across their different shires across the state. So, yeah, they all landed in Orange last week, and what a fantastic week it was. Incredible, some of the figures that come out of it. You know, visitation in our region of Blaney, Cabon, Orange is now more than $377 million annually, which is quite incredible.
My word it is. And well done to Car Corps as well. They received a tremendous award.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Car Corps of the Blaney Shire for winning the New South Wales Top Tourism Town Award, taking home the award in the top tiny town, I should say. So fantastic to them.
Yeah, it certainly was. And as I mentioned earlier on the show this week, we'll be celebrating that tomorrow night at the Royal Hotel. Now, social media workshop is being put on by Cabon Council.
Yeah, BizHQ are hosting a free social media strategy workshop for any businesses located within Cabon. So head on to Council's website and look at the events page for more details and to register.
Okay, and also entries are closing soon for the Acquisitive Art Prize.
Yeah, that's right, Daniel. Entries are still open, but they are current. They are definitely closing very shortly, in fact, on Friday. It's Friday the 27th of May, so you've only got till tomorrow to get that art finished and get your entries in. So the art will be featured in an exhibit in July with an award ceremony on the 14th of July. So better brush those paintings up and get them in.
And now it's a couple of weeks away, but the June long weekend will be here, and an annual event is the Marlong Village Markets coming up on Monday the 13th.
Yeah, correct, Neil. They have a popular Marlong Village Markets. Returns on the June long weekend, so mark that in your calendar and head on out to get something great from those markets.
All right. Now, information's available on some of the various council committees that members of the public can get involved with.
Yeah, look, we have mentioned this before, but it is an important committees here that we've got on advertising on the website for the terms of reference for these particular committees. So the Cabon Floodplain Management Advisory Committee, the Draft Roads Advisory Committee, and the Draft Economy, Tourism and Culture Advisory Committee. These are new committees being established, and the terms of reference are on our website. But have a look at those, because public comment and submissions are invited, but close on at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 31st of May 2022. So head on to the website and have a look at that.
Okay, now a big win here for council staff with regard to regional connectivity program. They've received some big dollars here. This is fantastic news. Well done to all involved.
Yeah, thanks, Neil, and thanks for mentioning that, because we received $1.64 million to deliver two new Telstra towers out in the Mayan Creek area and along Burrendong Way. Now, this is fantastic news. Ever since I've been on council, I've been lobbying the government for better connectivity. And finally, through a great application made by our council team, we've been successful in securing these two towers out in the Mayan Creek area. So it is fantastic news.
All right. I'm with the Mayor of Cabon, Kevin Beattie. Kevin, thank you for the update. Good to chat this morning, mate. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Gilly.